Between the Covers, a series designed around who and what can be done and achieved by patients, planning and working in a community of like-minded, successful people. This podcast series is for anyone looking at becoming a successful published author and those looking to understand the mind of a writer and the goals of a publisher. Proudly sponsored by Shoreline Publishing. Welcome and enjoy.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me on Between the Covers. My name is Bradley Shaw, and my guest today is Danny Matheson, who has written a fantastic book called Pandemic Love, which comes out as of today, if you're listening at the 25th of May or after, but it is available out now. To give you a snapshot, Danielle grew up in and resides within the beautiful and ever-growing region of the Lake Macquarie, Australia. She dabbled in many creative pursuits during her childhood, but ultimately became a registered nurse with the inclination of helping others. She has worked for over 12 years in a very busy emergency department, and most recently has been vaccinating the community against a common threat, the COVID-19. Whilst on leave, COVID-19 had her workplace implement many changes to protocols, and her intrigue for writing came at this time. And with a few real-life influences, she created her first novel, Pandemic Love. Hello, Danielle. How are you?
Hi. I'm very well. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for joining us today. Please do tell all the listeners a little bit of a snapshot, without revealing any spoilers, about your new and out now book.
Yes, it's very exciting. So, Pandemic Love. It is about the pandemic. So some people are a little bit sick of that by now, but that just means that that's when I started writing it. It was when the pandemic was beginning. I was working at the hospital and I was currently on leave, but kept getting all of these emails, all of these changes in protocols and guidelines and all of these things that we just had to do. And so when I returned to work, it was chaos. Chaos in regards to the amount of, you know, personal protective equipment you had to wear, changing in protocols, trying to find single rooms that we didn't have before, just all of these things, trying to change them. My sister, who works in a pathology service, had to shift some staff around to help out with the screening of COVID-19. So I thought that was a good idea, that she lost some staff members, so people had to move from one place to another to deal with the threat of COVID-19. So I chose that idea and sent my main character, sent her to the virology screening clinic to screen for COVID, and that's where it started.
Wow, yeah. And I mean, even though, as you said earlier, the situation for COVID-19 is something we've all heard about. It has been pounded into us. It has been adjusted to our lifestyles. But and maybe perhaps some are over it. But I think the contents of your story isn't about that's just the premise of a situation. And I think that's the important part to remember, is this is a love story in a situation. It could be any situation, not necessarily, you know, it's just two people who can't get to be together or to have that aspect or have that connection that they need and want. And the unfortunate part is that, yes, COVID-19 is the catalyst to the whole situation. But it could be anything and anywhere in anyone's lifestyles of choices when love, you know, has to find a way through the odds. And you did really well in writing that. And having said that, were there any of those other challenges outside of that premise of, you know, the situation that you had to develop and learn in crafting your book for the first time?
There were lots. Being a first-time writer, I had actually started writing other books, well, another book, and I just sort of hit a bit of a wall. And I think the COVID and quarantine and pandemic opened up so many different possibilities, different directions of writing. But romance was always kind of the genre that I was intending to follow. It does have some medical aspects in there, obviously, trying to play a little bit onto, you know, my history of nursing and working within emergency medicine. So it was good to be able to do a combination of the two, get a little bit of love in there. Everyone loves a little bit of a love story. It just spiraled from there, and I think it came out really well.
Yes, it did. You did very good. And was there any particular people that you know, or you know, you don't have to give their real names, but any people you know that influences the characters and the motifs that you sort of incorporated into the writing that you felt familiar with, or
not specifically. I think the main female character, she's quite independent, quite headstrong. There's quite a few females in my life that are very similar in that aspect, not particular one person. And then the male character, he's of British descent, which is quite funny because in the hospital system, there's a large portion of English UK doctors who come over and they do their training here because they love the sunshine. So it was very much, it was very quite easy to sort of adapt and put him into place. And so he's a kind of a combination of a few people, more so than just one individual. So, but yeah, so it was helpful to have worked there and met those many people to be able to use similar characters in the book.
Good. And were there any other challenges, like when you're looking at plotting and designing and creating, were there any challenges for you as writing and learning more the craft of putting together a novel in particular? I mean, it's one thing to write a short story or a concept, but to actually, you know, evolve that into the bigger text, how did you go?
Yeah, I got to a point where I told the story quite well from her side of things, and there was a bit of a lull where I wasn't quite sure where to go from there. And by simply changing the aspect of the writing to the male character, I think it opened up a bit more entertainment for the reader. Added some extra kind of substance to learning about his character some more and how he sees her from his point of view, and kind of working it then chapter to chapter or backwards and forwards between the two of them. And I think it needed that to add to the whole, the depth of the situation, because they were also going through other medical things rather than just the COVID. There was a couple of other things that were touched on.
Good. And was it difficult to write an opposite sex character? Did you find that challenging?
Surprisingly, no. So the first book that I had been writing, I also was doing from him and her. But it needed to happen. It kind of got to a point I was like, okay, I need to swap the character here. This is what he's going to talk about. Hopefully it's okay. The hardest part was having a male and male conversation, because that's not something that I'm privy to usually. So it was kind of the way that they kind of interact with each other would be different, for instance, than a female-female. I just sort of needed it to get to a point of with information that needed to be said, and I think that was done okay. Yeah.
Did you ask other male colleagues and other people to read the book and drafts and pieces and get some feedbacks, or did you just wing through until it was finished?
No, I didn't. I was writing it, and even my husband would come over near the computer, and I'd just sort of wave him away and be like, oh, no, it's not ready, it's not ready. I don't know. I just feel like I needed to get it out before I involved other people. And my mother was the first that I sent it to, 25 chapters in. You know, so I was like, oh, I'll send it to her and see what she thinks. And she's a teacher, so she was, very interested and gave me some good feedback. But then she was like, where are the other chapters? So I was like, oh, I didn't, you know, I hadn't planned my ending yet. So I was still had sat on that for a few months before I had planned the ending. But then when I finally sent her the final 10 chapters, she sort of read them in a day and was very happy, you know, and she was like, I loved it. And I was like, okay, any other kind of editing, like what kind of things do you think I should change? Nothing. I was like, oh, well, thanks, Mum. So it's good to have her there with her biased opinion, however. But no, I didn't show it to other people throughout. I want it to be a surprise or, yeah.
Have you shown some people now? Have they had a chance to read it? Any feedback? What's the feedback been on?
Yeah. So a couple of people started to reading it. A couple of people have got the ebook today and had already messaged to say, oh, yeah, so far so good. So that's always positive. And my husband, I finally let him read the book. So he's three or four chapters in from yesterday, I think. So he's not a bit huge reader. So anyway, that's fine. But so far, as well, so good. Yeah, that's right.
Australia, so.
And that's right. He's seeing it from a point of view where he's not medical in any way. Mm-hmm. So he'll see it from the, you know, everyday reader point of view. Yeah, so that will be different. That'll be good. Yeah.
Awesome. And so from that point of view too, just writing the book is one of the big processes and one of the big, you know, dedications to the craft. When did you decide to publish or to pursue that option? Did you thought this is a book I'd like to see published? When did you, in your mind, make that decision and then, of course, start the process?
Well, I guess I was around that 25 chapter mark, so I hadn't finished the book. I shared it with my mum and to be like, oh, how do you think it'll go across? She said, you know, it's worth a try. So that's when I looked up, found Shoreline, sent the first 5 or 6 chapters through. But it was like 4 o'clock in the morning. It was kind of, I woke up in the middle of the night and just couldn't go back to sleep. And I was like, it's now or never. I'll do it now. So I just sort of copied, moved those 5 pages over into a PDF, sent it through, crossed fingers and went back to bed.
No, it was good. And like I said, we were very happy to support you and to build that profile up for you and give you this opportunity. And how did you find that process? Did you enjoy the editing? What was that like for you as a first-time author? I mean, it's usually getting that feedback's a bit scary from a professional. How did you find that and handle that?
It was good. It was definitely needed. Looking at, you know, the document, going through things to change, things to add, I could definitely see it from the reader's perspective after reading that document, I guess. And sort of I felt like I then approached the book differently when I went back to do my own editing and was able to surprisingly cull some things quite easily. I was like, yes, I understand what she's saying here. Yep, let's move that. Let's add this. So it was quite good, actually. I was and I guess it's helped me moving forward into the next book to sort of already implement them from the start. Therefore, there's hopefully less to edit at the end.
Well, we do find too when we do that process with authors, a lot of the new authors particularly do learn and strengthen and build confidence out of it. If you look at it as a construction and feedback it is, you can become a much stronger writer for future projects. And that's great. That's great that you took it on. So for everybody listening, do tell us, we'll do tell them without any spoilers, what are they really going to expect and what do you hope they get out of your book when they get a hold of it?
Well, hopefully a little bit of inner workings to COVID, the hospital system, just how it is and how it was. I guess I was dated 2020. Things have changed since then, but now we're going through another influx of COVID in our area specifically. And just what it is like to be on the front line there. But also, I guess, the romance side of things, you know, that is a commonality that everyone shares, you know, and sort of it could be anyone, any two people in that sort of situation that need to stay away from each other or have that sort of quarantining time. But, you know, love
comes
through and,
So you just hope they enjoy it. And, of course, if they do, hope they share the reviews and give you the support.
That would be good. Please.
So everybody listening, Danny Matthewson's book, Pandemic Love, is out now. It is a wonderful first edition and first romance book for a new author. We do ask you to support it. Buy it everywhere you can buy books. It's available online and wherever you shop, and also you can ask for it in your local bookshops or libraries if they haven't yet got it. But, again, please do continue to support local and independent authors. And, Danny, thank you so much for your time tonight.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me, Brad.
Pleasure always. And please, everybody listening, get out and grab a new copy of this book and continue to read and continue to enjoy. And we'll talk to you next time on Between the Covers. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And
we hope you enjoyed this episode of Between the Covers, produced by Shoreline Publishing.